Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday, the 16th of August. The US consumer, or at least the middle-income US consumer, seems to be doing just fine. Spending power remains strong, with middle-income inflation significantly lower than the headline figures are reporting, and real wages thus increasing more significantly. Yesterday's retail sales data are just the latest release to suggest that the last US employment report was an aberration. Today, we'll get the Michigan Consumer Sentiment Poll, which is only worth looking at once again to marvel at the ferocious nature of political polarization in the United States. That political polarization extends even to inflation expectations, which is seen as a far bigger concern by Republicans than it is by Democrats. The politicization of inflation helps to explain US Vice President Harris's focus on food pricing. This election may well be won or lost in the aisles of Walmart. Consumers' inflation perceptions are strongly influenced by high-frequency purchases. Profit-led inflation is easier to achieve in the food retail sector, because consumers have a naive idea that food prices are about agricultural commodity prices, when they're actually mainly about retailers' labour costs. Companies can suppress labour costs and spin a story about agricultural prices to push up retail food prices, when in fact, margins are just being expanded. Profit-led inflation is an example of market failure when consumers have less information than retailers do. UK retail sales data for July were largely as expected, with some slight tweaks to the previous month's numbers. These numbers cannot be directly compared to the US data. UK data is volume-based, ignoring the effects of inflation, while the US is value-based. It also includes restaurant spending. In fact, the UK consumer seems to be growing their goods spending at roughly the same pace as the US consumer at the moment. Discounting in the UK seems to have spurred the sales figures. If prices are down, volumes will rise, as consumers have become more price-sensitive. Sporting goods stores also did quite well as people rushed to buy tennis rackets after watching Wimbledon. We also get the EU trade balance for June today. Financial markets are not often that focused on trade data, not least because different countries spin trade data very differently. However, with the EU starting to move down the route of trade protectionism, in particular with regards to China, these numbers might start to assume more importance. The data may also provide some hints as to the economic realities that are taking place in China, at least with regards to foreign trade. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.